Chapter 32. Jesse was almost drunk at the smell of sex in his bedroom. As much as he liked Johnny Walker Black, he thought this was a better high, way better. And getting to this point hadn't been too shabby either. He had always enjoyed sex, but sometimes, with some women, it was nearly an out-of-body experience. It was that way with Dee. There was a kind of desperation and ferocity in her that made her seem more naked than any woman he'd ever been with. Strange, he thought, that she should seem so naked, although he was sure she was hiding something, something big. The sun was just up, and when he rolled over to her side of the bed, she was gone, but the sheet was still warm. He rolled back over and closed his eyes, remembering how they'd exhausted themselves, almost challenging each other to go again. When he opened his eyes, Dee was coming out of the bathroom. She wore one of his old uniform shirts as a robe, her water-darkened blonde hair falling over the collar. She came over to the bed and kissed him lightly on the lips.
"Sorry," she said. "I didn't mean to wake you. I was trying to be quiet."
"You didn't wake me." He reached out and pulled her onto him. He didn't kiss her quite so lightly as he ran his fingers through her wet hair. "You look sexy in that cop shirt," he said. "Can't resist a girl in uniform, huh?" He winked at her. "Don't be silly. I bet there are at least 100 women in the world I wouldn't find sexy in a cop shirt."
"Good to know I made the final cut. Me and about 3 billion other women."
She pushed him away, smiling. "Jerk." "That's Chief of Police Jerk to you." He pulled her close and didn't let go until they were both perspired and dazed yet again. "We keep this up," he said, "and they're going to find us both dead in here."
I can think of worse ways to go."
"Much worse," he said, kicking his legs over the side of the bed. "Got to start getting ready for work."
"I'm going to make us some breakfast. That okay with you, Jesse?"
"The kitchen's yours. Impress me."
"If I haven't already done that, darling, there's nothing I'm going to do in your kitchen that will help my cause."
They both laughed at that. Dee was wrong, because the cheddar cheese and spinach omelets she whipped up impressed the hell out of Jesse. They were creamy and fluffy, but still firm and cooked through. Jesse looked up from his plate. "Now that we have graduate degrees from the School of Carnal Knowledge, how about telling me who you really are?" Dee nearly choked on her omelet before she realized the question was probably a more innocent one than she might have assumed. She knew enough not to give too many details. Too many details, and it sounds like you're reciting a cover story. If Jesse wanted details, she had those too, but she would wait for him to ask.
"Not much to tell," she said. "Grew up rich in northern Georgia. Went to school in Maryland. Kicked around the world for a time. Inherited some money and settled in Scottsdale. That's where I met the Prados."
Jesse sipped his coffee and thought about asking a follow-up question when the doorbell rang. He didn't like it. Someone at the door at this hour of the morning without a call first usually meant bad news. At the moment, he had all the bad news he cared to handle at any one time. He was no closer to finding out who had killed Martina Penworth than he was 2 days ago, and he still had no clue where Ben Salter was or if he was still alive. He got up from the table and went to the door. When he pulled it back, the bad news waiting there wasn't the kind he expected. Kayla Prado stood just outside the door, dressed not unlike Dee had been dressed the previous evening, when she, too, showed up unexpectedly. Kayla might have even been wearing the same brand of jeans as Dee. Her shoes were black pumps, but she wasn't wearing a sweater underneath her black leather jacket. She was wearing a gauzy white blouse that didn't leave much to Jesse's imagination.
"I had to see you," she said.
"How'd you find this address?"
"It's not exactly a state secret. Kid at the rental counter told me. I guess I sort of tricked him into it."
Jesse shook his head. "Tricked or flirted?"
"I prefer charmed to flirted."
She smiled at him, in a way that reminded Jesse of why he had been so disappointed to lose her all those years ago.
"Please don't be mad at me, Jess. I just had to see you alone. Vic's been gone since before I got up, and I wanted to get over here before Dee could get her hooks into you again."
"But—" Kayla laid her finger across Jesse's lips.
"Shh. Don't talk."
She pressed herself against him and kissed him on the mouth. Then she stepped back.
"Remember how it used to be between us?"
Be hard to forget, he said, his head filling up with her grassy, musky perfume. Kayla noticed the odd expression on Jesse's face. What's wrong, Jess? Is it Vic? Don't worry about Vic. I lost track of how many other women he's been. It's not Vic, Kayla, Jesse said. You better come in. He walked into the dining room, Kayla at his heels. Dee was at the table, still dressed only in Jesse's old uniform shirt, her hair drying but still damp. Morning, Kay, Dee said with no gloat in her voice. Want an omelet? Kayla got a sick look on her face, but quickly pulled herself together. No thanks, Dee. The coffee smells good, though. Dee stood up and walked into the kitchen, her lean, muscular legs pulsing with each step. Kayla took off her jacket, threw it over the back of a chair, and sat down as if this was the sort of thing that happened to her every day. Jesse realized that this was your basic lose-lose situation, and that getting into work early had never seemed like such a good idea. He was about to say something about going to work when his cell phone rang. He looked at the unfamiliar number and said, Chief Stone. Chief, this is Rob Mackey of the Helton Fire Department. Helton? Mackey heard the question in Jesse's voice. Helton, Mass, he said. We're about 40 miles west of you there in Paradise. We've had an accident here just outside of town involving one of your officers. I think you might want to get over here ASAP. Bad? Possibly very bad. With that, Jesse headed out the door. Dee and Kayla's competition for his affections had just plummeted to the bottom of Jesse's list of priorities.